implementation of catch shares, the gap is suggesting that there are areas in these closed areas that were sort of overkill in what they were intended to do. I mean, if people remember the original intent of these closed areas, and there are areas where you can get off in the deeper water, for instance, and fish on pollock without impacting codfish, and we all understand the pollock stock is healthy. They're outside of the habitat areas, and in all these areas, you can find areas where you can fish successfully and still not violate the habitat areas, but and avoid codfish and utilize other species like haddock and pollock, which are healthy. Without these closed areas, for instance, you're forcing boats in the fish the western Gulf of Maine to fish further inshore, where they're more likely to impact codfish and yellowtail. And so that was the idea. And then it was suggested that, you know, if things are so bad that you can't open these areas, then perhaps, you know, we should respect the fact that there shouldn't be any fishing going on in them at all. They were never set up to be a private fishing ground. They were set up as mortality closures and in some respects, spawning or juvenile closures. I mean, there wasn't really I don't know if there was a clear rationale set up for each and every closed area. But with the implementation of catch shares, there is a good case to be made for, conservation-wise, to be able to open some of these areas and bring the fishing effort to bear on stocks that can stand it and pull it away from stocks that can't.